is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. Work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right. High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee from here at Tip City. It is a loud Tippecanoe High School gymnasium. The Sydney Yellow Jackets are on the road for game 2 of the season, their second straight away contest, having dropped a tough one on the road to Xenia last week by a score of 73-67. Tippecanoe, a victory over Oakwood in game 1. Sydney out to avenge a loss here at Tip last season. Chuck, it should be a barn burner, and I mean that in terms of closeness. Should be a tight game, and it's going to be a pretty warm barn because it's hot and humid here in the gym at Tip tonight.
It is hot. With it being so cold outside, a lot of these places turn the heat up maybe a little too much, but it's warm in here. The Yellow Jackets tonight are going to be shorthanded. They don't have Rotez Roberts, a 6'3 junior, who is an outstanding scorer and rebounder for the Yellow Jackets. And they also are not going to have Devin Rogers, a 6'2 senior, that is up visiting Toledo. So they're going to be shorthanded tonight. And then Bowser did not come out for basketball this year. So that is three young men that would be starters for Sydney that aren't going to be there. But I tell you who they do have. They got Andre Gordon, who is as good a basketball player as there is in the state of Ohio.
Just got word a few minutes ago that Rotez Roberts said his injured wrist was feeling a lot better. He may see minutes after all tonight,
okay.
And the Yellow Jackets may need him because Tippecanoe can score. Red Devils are led by Caden Smith. He scored 23 last year against Sydney in the victory here. He dropped in 3 three-pointers in that game. He pumped in 20 in Tip's opening game triumph against Oakwood. Andre Gordon, meanwhile at Xenia, had a field day as he poured in, I think, 37.
Yeah, that's what I heard, 37.
Samari Curtis for Xenia had 31. Wow, what a shootout that was. 68 points between the two. Don't know if Andre will need that many tonight. I'm not sure how much firepower Tip will have. Maybe not quite as much as Xenia. But I tell you what, Andre better get 25 or better because Tippecanoe can execute, can make the three ball, doesn't turn it over very much. Sydney's got to value the ball and play better defensively tonight than it did against Xenia.
Well, that's going to be the key because Tip is going to pattern it. They're going to take a lot of threes.
Yep.
And Sydney's going to have to be ready for that. And they are going to have to value the basketball. And Andre Gordon is going to maybe even, like, I will be shocked if we don't see a box and one on him at some point in the basketball game.
Mm-hmm. Yellow Jackets in basketball last year before that great football season this fall went 18-6 in 24 games, played a couple tournament games last season, won the GWAC North outright, 13-2 in the American Conference of the GWAC. Outstanding campaign for head coach John Willoughby in his first year as mentor at Sydney after 3 decades plus at Houston. Meanwhile, Tippecanoe last year, 11-13 overall, 6-9 in the American, split with Sydney. So Tippecanoe can play good teams very well. Red Devils are dangerous, that's for sure. 80-73, Sydney a winner last year at home. Tip rallied late, made that game closer than it should have been. Here was a bad night for Sydney last season as the Yellow Jackets scored a measly 44 points, about half of what they scored at Sydney, and got beat by 11.
Well, I mean, and that's not what you're going to see tonight. If we do see that kind of low-scoring game, it's going to bode well for the Red Devils, that's for sure.
Right. The JV game tonight was won by Tippecanoe, which rallied to knock out Sydney in the second half. Yellow Jackets led early in that game, the preliminary tilt, by as many as 20.
17-2 early in the about halfway through the first quarter. And then they just really ran out of steam. And Tip City's, I was impressed with their JV team. They did a lot of good things.
Red Devils beat the Yellow Jackets in our first game tonight, 60-50. Quentin Jones had 15 points to lead Sydney in that first game. It is a new head coach here at Tippecanoe. Adam Toohey, spelled T-O-O-H-E-Y, pronounced Toohey. It's his first year as a head coach ever. He's had about 8 to 10 years assisting at Monroe, Cincinnati Christian Hills Academy, at Mason. He's coached several sports, including basketball. Coaching is in the family. It's right down through generations of Toohey's. His wife coaches track and field. He is so excited to be here. He says it's not a team at Tippecanoe anymore. It's a brotherhood.
Well, and that is truly what you need. And if you can create that atmosphere in a sports team, you're halfway there.
And I'm anxious to see what Coach Toohey meant when he said to me, Chuck, when you watch our club tonight playing offense, it will remind you of heavy metal. And what does he mean by that, do you think?
Well, I'm not real sure. Maybe they yell loud when they're maybe up-tempo. But I've never heard that term before for basketball.
Well, we're going to have to watch closely and see how we apply Tippecanoe's offense to the phrase heavy metal. Meanwhile, we know what the Yellow Jackets will do. Sydney wants to turn this thing into a track meet, get up and down the floor. It's a Sydney team, Chuck, which is not as big as it was last year.
No, they're not big at all, but I don't know if that makes a whole lot of difference because they have athletes, and that makes up for size every time. You know, we talked about Andre Gordon. That kid is just an outstanding athlete, basketball player, football player. I'm sure he probably could play baseball if he chose to. But you go down a little bit farther, and you really need Rontez Roberts.
Yep.
He's 6'3". He's also a junior. And they need him to be a scorer to go along with Andre Gordon.
We'd like to thank our many underwriting sponsors on hand for tonight's webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. In fact, they are with us all season long. Boys and Girls Hoops, nearly 80 games coming up over these 4 months here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. A big thank you as well to Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Gratitude to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. A big thank you to them. Shout out to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We'll make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Also, Bandauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Our next webcast of high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com will feature the Tippecanoe girls on the road at Fort Loramie on Monday night. It's the fourth game of that four-year rivalry. Tip leads it 2-1 for Fort Loramie. It should be quite a game. Fort Loramie girls fast rebuilding. Tippecanoe ladies strong once again. In fact, J.J. Huddle ranked the Tippecanoe girls team as the number 2 Division II girls squad in the state of Ohio in its preseason poll. And then on Tuesday night, we are at Fort Loramie again. Franklin Monroe, a club that will play in the Flying to the Hoops Martin Luther King weekend, is at Fort Loramie in an interconference clash between the Cross County and the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie, too, expected to have a very good boys campaign. Two good games from Fort Loramie Monday and Tuesday coming up.
Looking forward to it. I love doing games at Fort Loramie.
Well, it's cold outside. It is hot on the inside here at Tippecanoe. A superb crowd. What a throng has joined us here at courtside from Sydney. We see a lot of black and gold across the way behind the scorer's table and benches. I bet, Chuck, there are, what, 400 or 500 here from Sydney tonight. In fact, they might outnumber the Tippecanoe crowd behind us. It's close.
It is close. Yeah. If you add the kids on the end, though, I think Tip's got the advantage.
It's going to be a great game, just like it was last year when these two teams hooked up twice. Each one went right down to the wire. Will be no different here this evening. Stay tuned to Scores Podcast. We've got all the action, starting lineups upcoming in a moment. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
A 6-foot sophomore guard, number one, Darren
Tabor. Starting lineups being introduced here at Tippecanoe tonight. The Sydney Yellow Jackets in the road black. Numerals on the backs of the jerseys outlined in gold. Gold piping down the sides of the shorts. Black tennis. Yellow Jackets are ready to go. Opening up this way. Darren Tabor begins in the opening five. Tabor is a 6-foot sophomore, outstanding football player, Chuck. Really impressed with him as receiver and defensive back on the gridiron.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Sydney's got a lot of athletes.
Yes.
And I think that when they get into their basketball mode, but there's a big difference between football and basketball. Once they get into football or basketball, my God, I think we're going to be fine. This place is loud.
Sydney's other starters include Ryan Hines, 6 feet tall, a senior. Rontez Roberts will start. He'll test the rest. He's a 6'3 junior. Andre Gordon, 6'2 junior. And Josiah Hudgens, a 6-foot junior. Again, it's not a tall team by any stretch, but these young men for Sydney can leap there quick off their feet. And they can go pell-mell up and down the floor. The Yellow Jackets have a new coach. John Willoughby will try to turn this into a track meet here tonight. And as you can tell in the background, the Tippecanoe Red Devils are being introduced. And the public address here at Tippecanoe growls more than he announces.
I think they could turn it down about 3 decibels.
Opening five for Tippecanoe is as follows. Cade Gingrich, 6'1", a senior at forward. Caden Smith, 6'1", a senior at guard. He's the man to watch. He's the most outstanding player on the Tip Club. Josh Wildermuth, 6'5", a senior at center. Ben Sauls, 5'11", sophomore point guard. And Zach Losey, 6'6", a senior at power forward. Tip has a decided height advantage. And the Red Devils win the opening toss to start the game. It's Gingrich, top of the circle, enters the lane, tries to dump it down inside for a teammate. Zach Losey, broken up there by Sydney. Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly for court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in. 3-0 in favor of Sydney. Chuck, I'll tell you momentarily what the Tip coach said about Andre Gordon.
I can imagine.
Coach Chewy has been watching high school basketball here in the southwestern part of the state for a dozen years or so, coaching at several different schools. He says he puts Gordon right there with Luke Kennard.
There's a size difference, but I'm not going to argue with that, that's for sure.
Here's Gordon on the arc. He takes steps. Tip threw it away on the Red Devils' second possession. And here Gordon on a walk. Try to shake and bake move on the arc. So Tippecanoe has the ball for the third time, down 3-0. Sydney one of two on its possessions. The only Yellow Jacket shot has gone in. Deep right corner, Caden Smith, shot fake, goes baseline, around one man, another. And is it an offensive foul or is it a blocking foul? Charge against Tip.
They need to put the little half circle down there in high school basketball and call that, because that you should not be allowed to stand directly under the basket and take a charge.
I agree. Yep, if you're that far under, it's got to be a block. Sydney, forecourt to her left, top of the circle, Gordon gives it up deep left corner to Roberts. Back to Gordon outside the arc, high left. He guns one. He hits another one. Two straight triples for Andre Gordon, who's been unguarded on a couple of wide open looks. And a minute 20 in, Sydney's up 6-0. Tip gets a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Up the noise, as you alluded to earlier, Chuck, gets well over, what, about 100 decibels in here?
It's loud.
It's really loud. When that drum starts to pound, it did during the break. It's quiet now. Here's Tip on offense. Here's a good drive down the lane. Shot missed, no good. Rebound is in for Zach Losey. Ben Sauls threw up the scooper from 5 feet out right in front. It trickled off the iron, but Losey gets the stick back. Forecourt right here, Sydney. Here's a 15-footer pumped up there on the play of a Darren Taborn. It is no good. Behind a screen, hit the rim, came away to Tip. 2 minutes gone, 6-2, Sydney. Tippecanoe runs its attack, and Gordon flicks it out of bounds. Yep, it was Andre Gordon pumping home 37 of Sydney's 67 in the first game setback against Xenia, as he drilled home better than half. And head coach John Wilbermuth would love nothing better than more balance in the attack tonight. Here's Tip going high-low. Caden Smith dumps it down inside to a teammate. Over the shoulder foul called against Sydney. In the act of shooting was Cade Gingrich, and he's at the line with a couple.
And a real good look that time by Smith. Found him wide open in the lane.
Free throw short to Gingrich. Hit the front rim, bounce right back to him. 6-2, Sydney leads. 5:59 left in the opening quarter. Second shot, Gingrich off to the right. Bounced all around. And the rebound is popped up in the air. Over the back, foul against Tip. Right call by the referee. Is climbing the ladder on the play. Was the big man on the inside for the Red Devils. Losey clearly on the shoulder of a Sydney rebounder at position. Sydney to midcourt, it's Gordon. Gordon against Sauls, gives it up 25 feet away to Taborn. Near side to Hines, he spots up and launches a three. Bullseye, he's got it. Three triples for Sydney, which is on top 9-2. And Tippecanoe rattled just a bit, heaves one out of bounds at midcourt.
But not a good start for Tip City, that's for sure.
Nope. As I recall, though, Chuck, a year ago here, Sydney got off to a fairly good start. But by halftime, meltdown had occurred, and Tip began to rev up its offense and didn't stop the last two quarters. Pulling away to win that game by 11. Jumping, shooting, Rattez Roberts behind the screen. 24-footer, wide left, no good. And here is a big tie-up on the floor. A football jump ball down at the goal line beneath the basket. Tippers flare a little bit. Referees have to dive on the stack and separate them.
I am surprised Losey did not get a foul there. He took two hands and shoved it.
Chuck, I'd agree. It looked like Losey was a little too physical in order for Tip to get the break on the jump call. The arrow does favor Sydney, which will throw it in. And I tell you what, we've still got some extracurricular activity taking place.
He needs to calm down or he's not going to see the end of the game. I promise you that.
Losey is jawing with Roberts. They are still going at it. Sydney throws in. Taborn on the arc to Gordon. Gordon 25 feet away. Right corner, Roberts. Roberts is picked up by Caden Smith. Here is Hines 20 feet out. The ball is jarred loose. The Tip. At midcourt, Caden Smith picks it up. He starts into the lane, and Caden Smith finishes off the play.
That was athletic as heck.
Wow. Loose ball in Sydney's half court. The ball shot up in the air over his center circle. Caden Smith volleyballed it to himself, and away he went. Other direction. Made a tough shot. Challenged near the rim. Got it to go. foul against Sydney's Josiah Hudgens. Free throw by Smith, though, is no good. Hit the rim twice, came out. Long rebound, tip. Following to the basket, shot no good, but a foul. Ben Stalls got the rebound, which came 18 feet out away from the basket. Lucky for Tip. Sydney had its back turned, and Stalls went right to the cup and earns two more free throws. Tip's missed what, the first three at the stripe?
0 for 3, yep.
They get 1 for 4 as Stalls connects on the first of a two-shotter. 9 to 5, Sydney in the lead before. 5:02 to go first quarter. Yep, head coach John Wildermuth of Sydney across the way thinks his Yellow Jackets have gotten a raw deal so far in terms of the officiating. Second free throw, a little crooked, no good. Rebound Andre Gordon of Sydney. He goes behind the back against Sauls, 25 feet away. Gordon dumps it down to Hines in the right corner. He's made a three so far on the arc to Taborn. Catarates Roberts, head of the key, picked up by Smith. Foul line, Taborn, left corner, Hines, look out, he's got it. Woo! Red hot shooting for Sydney, two threes by Gordon, two by Hines, and it's 12-5. Here's a long triple by Sauls of Tippecanoe, way short. Rebound tip, bad pass, stolen by Sydney. Quickly, forecourt right, top of the circle, it's Rates Roberts, drives down the right side of the lane, he's handcuffed, foul called on the floor. 12-5 Sydney, 4:23 to go here in the first quarter. Very good start for the Yellow Jackets.
They're playing hard, and they're making threes. That's a good combination.
Sydney led at the half, did Sydney, against Xenia. Led after three quarters at Xenia. Faltered in the fourth. Ball inbounded to Gordon, baseline right. Dumps it down inside to a teammate. Here's a spin move, a six-footer. Good! What a play by Darren Taborn. He may be 6 feet tall, but he jumps like he's 6'5". Long pass by Tip, intercepted near the rim by Hines of Sydney. But Tip went too fast for its own good. 4 minutes to go here in the first. Sydney up 9, 14-5. Here's a long, high-arching triple by Roberts, bouncing around, no good. Roberts follows, missed it. Hines on a hook shot in the lane, off balance, no good. Rebound down to Tip. 14-5, Sydney. 3:48 to go first quarter. Setting and shooting, Red Devils. Long three outside the arc, missed by Gingrich. Rebound down to Sydney. Quite a few triples already tried in this game. I bet what, Chuck, at least 8 or 9 both ways?
I think Tip City's playing a little too fast right now.
I agree.
They got caught up in the pace.
Yep, here's another three. Gordon, 25-footer, missed it hard. That's 10 triples attempted between the two teams. Rebound poked out of bounds by Sydney. But Chuck, I'd agree. I am surprised Tippecanoe is playing at this clip.
Yeah, sometimes you just get caught up in the pace.
And a little too brisk. Here's Smith trying to slow things down for Tippecanoe. He's got the ball in the arc. Gives it up to Ben Sauls, who rotates it straight away. Sauls picked up by Rates Roberts. Goes into the left corner to Smith. Smith available, way short, though, on the three try. Rebound down to Sydney. Here comes Rates Roberts up the floor to Josiah Hudgens. And he hands off to a teammate who dribbles on the stripe at side court. Ball was bounced out of bounds by Keith Lee, a 6'1 junior, is in now. Or I should say Keith is 5'11.
They repainted the floor here. It used to be this was a place where people went out of bounds all the time because the way the lines were.
Yes. And too many volleyball stripes and too few basketball lines. Here's a post-up move by Losey of Tippecanoe, blocked on the play by Sydney. Down to Hines. He spots up. And he snaps off a three ball. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound deflected out of bounds off Sydney. 2:37 to go, first quarter, 14-5. Yellow Jackets lead it. It's been raining threes here at Tippecanoe this evening. Yellow Jackets have sunk four of them already. Here's Smith on the arc, inside to Losey. Shot fake, goes up strong, and banks it in, out, in, back out. Rebound down to Sydney. Tough luck shooting there for Losey, the big man on the interior for Tip. That ball down below. Here's Taborn. Dumps it down baseline right to a teammate. Here's Hudgens around a player. Off to Gordon. Oh, a backward layup shot. Not looking. No good. Hit the backboard rim. Came away to Tip. Here's Sauls. Left corner. Driving shot. A looper. Good. 5'10 point guard Ben Sauls connects for Tip. It's 14-7. Sydney up 7. A minute 48 to go in the first. On the arc, 20 feet away with the ball is Gordon for Sydney. Hands off to a teammate. Awkward drive. Right side of the lane, Malini. Overshot it. No good. Tip on the left. Sydney's defense so far, Chuck, has been superb.
Yeah, they're playing really well. I know we're back. We've had a little bit of a problem here. I'm watching it kind of disconnect and connect. I think it might be people using their phones in here, but we're back on here now.
Yep, it's extremely loud here in Tip, and that may be causing some interference along the way. If you do lose us for a split second, it won't be for long. Here's Sydney attacking down inside to Rotez Roberts. Wildermuth another block, but Sydney picks it up off the floor, hands to Andre Gordon. Gordon launches, 25-footer. Wow! Andre Gordon has improved his shooting over the last couple seasons immeasurably. 21-9, Sydney, 12-point lead. Gordon red hot starting the second quarter just as he was starting the game.
I'll tell you what, he is worth the price of admission if nobody else plays.
You're saying the ticket prices should go up when Andre's on the floor?
That's what they do at the big places when the good teams come in.
Tippecanoe at the other end, a drive to the basket, but Dan Hagan, a 6-foot senior guard, he missed it. He was plowed into, though, by a Sydney player, Rotez Roberts, who picked up foul number two. First foul shot, though, by Hagan is no good, and Tippecanoe has been as cold as the outside temperature at the free throw line. Second shot, way long. Missed it again. Long rebound, though, to Gingrich. Gingrich fakes and shoots. No, way off to the left. That's because he was hacked. And Tippecanoe gets a reprieve. Red Devils right back to the line once more. And foul number two for Sydney on Ryan Hines. Free throw by Tippecanoe is missed again. Cade Gingrich short arms it. How many of the Red Devils blown at the stripe, Chuck?
We're 1 for 8.
Wow. Second free throw. It is around, around, and through. 2 for 9 for Tip at the stripe. 21-10. Sydney in the lead by 11. 6:16 left to go here in the first half. With the ball is Darren Taborn for Sydney. Shake and bake move on the arc. He rises up. Let's go a three. He hoisted one from way downtown. Missed it short. Tip with the board. Here come the Red Devils into the lane. Little fadeaway shot. Good! Gingrich connects right in front. Fine maneuver by him. Head coach John Wildermuth, or I should say John Willoughby, not pleased with the offense down to her left of Sydney, nor the defense on Tip's last field goal. He gets a timeout. Timeout, Coach Willoughby, 9-point lead. Sydney, 6 minutes to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
USA Business Specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
5 minutes, 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Sydney ahead by 9 with the ball at midcourt. And it's flipped away from Andre Gordon, picked up by Tippecanoe. Down the lane goes the Red Devil, all the way to the rim. It is Hagan, no. Strong rebound, low seat. It's no good. Tip is taller on the interior, but the Red Devils go over the back on a third rebound attempt, and it's Sydney possession. Yellow Jackets dodging a bullet there, a miscue, a turnover to her left, and then Tippecanoe could not get the close in shots to fall, and the foul on Tip takes the Red Devils over the limit, and Sydney shoots the 1-1. 5:36 to go here in the second quarter of play. Chuck, the Nodal semifinal a few years ago when the Fort Loramie girls played Marion Local.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Thing.
No, Nope. People were saying uptown in Tip City that they could hear noise from the gym out here at the high school that night.
They were at Tony's Bada Bing outside having a couple of drinks. And they
Well, Sidney connects on two foul shots to go up 23-12. Here's Tippecanoe attacking down low on the right. The post-up move. Yes, Dan Hagen gets the field goal. Hagen bodied up, the six-foot senior. Sidney's Taborn bumped him as he scored. The Yellow Jacket Chuck, who connected on the two free throws down to her left.
That was Trey Wirtz.
Foul shot by Hagen. Good. He completes the three-point play.
Is that how you say that? Wirtz? W-E-R-T-N-Z.
Yep. 6'3 sophomore Wirtz on two free throws for Sidney. Tip retaliates with a three-point play, and it's a 23-15 Sidney lead. 5:15 to go here in the second. Wirtz with the ball on the arc. High right for Sidney. On a weave to Keith Lee. To Wirtz. Near side pass to Taborn. Taborn to Gordon. Gordon to mid-range fadeaway. Short. No good. Rebound down to Tip. Here come the Red Devils on the attack. It's Gingrich to a teammate for a three-pointer line drive shot. No good by Josh Wildermuth. Rebound down to Tip. Cross-court pass intercepted. What a play by Lee. Off and running. Tries to hit a teammate low on the left. Taborn kicked out of bounds by Tip. No by Sidney.
He's a little out of control that time.
Substitution number 14. 4:44 to go here in the second quarter. 23-15. Sidney in the lead by 8. Yellow Jackets have played numerous young men in this game. Head coach John Wildermuth. I got Wildermuth on the brain.
I know. He used to coach there.
Josh Wildermuth. Josh Wildermuth is playing on the floor for Tip. Here's the ball thrown to Gingrich in the lane. Fine fadeaway. 8-footer. Favorable bounce. It goes in. And Coach Willoughby's team now leads by 6, 23-17, 4:18 to go in the second. Long three, left corner, Lee for Sidney, left open, hits it. That's a big field goal by Lee of Sidney. He had ice water in his veins on that one. Here's Tip lobbing down inside, great shot fake, and then out of nowhere comes Wirtz to block it away. What a play by the sophomore Wirtz. Head Coach Willoughby trying to insert bodies whenever he can. He is like the play of his younger people ever since the start of practice, Chuck. And it's imperative in this atmosphere tonight, the pace being what it is, the inside temperature being what it is, Coach Willoughby's got to use 10 young men.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he's running them in and out, and that's good. And it's early in the season, so you want some of these guys to get this varsity experience.
Yep. Well, Keith Lee coming off a made three, fouled in the act of attempting a stick back on Sidney's last possession, and he nails the first free throw to stretch the lead back to 10, 27-17, with 3:51 to go here in the second quarter. Second shot upcoming for Lee, 5'11 junior. It is good. Front rim, backboard, and down in. Boy, Lee off the bench has performed very capably.
Well, Sidney's 5-6 for the free throw line.
28-17. Sidney up by 11, matching the Yellow Jackets' biggest cushion. Here is a shake-and-bake move on the arc by Caden Smith all the way to the rack. No good. Rebound down to Sidney. Here comes Gordon. Pell-mell in the lane. Blocked away by Tip, which fouled it. Russell Ramsey, a 5'11 senior for Tip, committed the personal foul as Gordon just blew right past everybody. Three white shirts for Tip. Couldn't slide over in front. And Andre Gordon is slippery, and as quick as he is, went all the way to the rim. He earns two free throws. The first is short.
That foul saved a dunk, I promise you. This kid can jump out of the gym.
Yep. Andre shoots the free throw. First one, no. Second one, yes. 29-17. Sidney up 12. Yellow Jackets have shot free throws far better than Tip. Here's a drive by Caden Smith. Des Roberts hits a teammate down the lane. Josh Wildermuth lays it in right over the rim in front. A little teardrop. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Sidney up 10, 29-19. Between the rings, it is Josiah Hudgens. Feeds left corner to Wirtz. Wirtz lets one go. A bomb. It danced off the rim. No good. Rebound tip. Caden Smith into the right corner to a three-point shooter. It is short by Sauls. No good. Strong rebound. What a play by Taborn. Down to Gordon. Gordon.
Right on cue.
Wow.
Like I said, he can jump out of the gym.
Taborn with a terrific rebound, and then an even better lead pass to Gordon going the other direction. And I tell you what, Chuck, Andre Gordon was defended pretty well near the rim. He just overpowered the Red Devil player, and he slammed it down. Tip was called for a foul. Andre Gordon rims the free throw. No good. Sydney has its biggest lead, 31-19, with 2:44 to go in the second. Here's a reckless maneuver by Caden Smith into the lane. Off-balance shot. No good. Rebound taken down by Sydney. Trey Wirtz, nice play as he jockeyed for position, snatched the board, shove off against Tip, and Wirtz will shoot the double bonus. Timeout called, but Tip, which is reeling right now, down by a dozen, 2:39 to go in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports in Shelby County in the Midwest. Athletic free throw line is Trey Wirtz for Sydney. He's come off the bench, and he, too, has had a sharp game. He drains the foul shot to make it 32-19. Sydney up by 13 points. 2 minutes, 39 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Wirtz again is on the button. He's got a pair at the stripe. The lead is 14. Tippecanoe up the floor in a hurry. Here's a bad pass, cross court, picked off by Taborn. Taborn the other way. He tries to duck it, missed it, no good. Long rebound, though, to Sydney. Sydney's right to his Roberts, catches it, gives it back down inside to a teammate, and a walk is called. Keith Lee shuffled. As Sydney had a 3-on-2 break, an opportunity to put more points on the board. Taborn would have been wise, Chuck, to just finger roll that one in.
All you want are the points.
Right. The lead 14 for Sydney, 33-19. Here's an awkward spin move by Stalls into the lane, and he's called for hooking the Sydney defender. He used the forearm to clear a path.
Again, correct call.
Chuck, I am extremely impressed with the defense being played, the head coach John Willoughby's squad here tonight.
That was not a real strength last year at times.
Exactly.
And they're athletic enough, it should be.
Yep, you can tell they have worked hard on it. Defense is where the rubber meets the road in high school basketball. You play excellent defense, you'll be in every single game. And here's a missed shot by Sydney. Keith Lee goes over the back on the rebound attempt, and Tip will shoot free throws down at this end. Boy, a bucket there by Sydney on the last. He scored 20 in the opening win, but Tip over Oakwood. And he drained 23 points against Sydney last year in the win, but Tip here, 55-44. Half minute to go till halftime. Sydney up 10 with the ball. Backdoor cut. Taborn hits Gordon. Gives it up left corner to Hudgens. Hudgens available. Strong. No good. Rebounding foul inside against Wirtz of Sydney. And Tip's got the 1-1 to get it to single digits.
Well, I mean, this is how Sydney plays. So some of these shots have been maybe a little quick, especially with 23, 24 seconds to go in the half.
Yep.
But it's just how they play. So, you know, you live with it.
Tell you what, Tip has not been any more patient than Sydney in this game, Chuck. Two offenses have been going at it tooth and nail. Hasty action up and down the floor. One, two passes, three at the most, then a shot goes up. and Tippecanoe misses another free throw. Skaggs is long. Rebound down to Sydney. Now the Jackets will play for one. 14 seconds to go. 33-23, late second quarter. Hagan guards Gordon. It goes cross-court on the play to Josiah Hudgens. Hudgens between the rings. 3 seconds left. Sydney's got to shoot. Warren's a line driver at the buzzer. In and out. No good. Warren's got it off in time. It rimmed. It wouldn't go. Sydney's lead as much as 16 is 10 at the halftime break. Sydney 33, Tippecanoe 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here on the High School Sports.com, featuring the Sydney Yellow Jackets here tonight. Sydney against Tippecanoe. Sydney up by 10, 33-23 at the break. It has been a track meet. It's been raining threes. I bet we've seen, 25 to 30 three-pointers hoisted up here tonight, Chuck.
Everybody's launching them both ends of the floor. The difference is Sydney's making a few.
Our halftime report being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Yellow Jackets have led from the start, leading at one point by 14. The difference is 10. Chuck, who's leading the way in addition to Andre Gordon for Sydney?
Well, Gordon's got 15, and it drops down to Hines, who hit two threes in the first quarter. So he's got six. They got five out of Lee off the bench, four from Warren's off the bench, two from Taborn, and a free throw from Rontez Roberts. They scored 15 and 18, 33 points in the first half. On the tip side, they're led by Caden Smith with six. They got five from Gingrich and five from Sauls, four from Wildermuth and three from Hagan. They scored 9-14, down 10 at the half. Tip has a 22-21 rebounding edge, 10-7 on the offensive boards. Sydney turned the ball over eight times. So Tip City turned it over seven times. 8-11 from the line for the Yellow Jackets. Tip City 3-12. Wow. In the first half. They're a good shooting team. I don't think this is typical.
No, Red Devils have blown 9 free throws so far in this game. The Sydney out-rebounding Tip barely. Tip clearly the much taller club. Give the Yellow Jackets a lot of credit for beating Tippecanoe on the board so far.
Well, they're more athletic. That's the difference. So size is nice for rebounding, but effort and athleticism is bigger.
Chuck, I'm absolutely shocked that Tippecanoe has tried to beat Sydney up and down the floor, playing at Sydney's tempo.
Well, and I don't know exactly how many threes they attempted. They didn't make any. And on the other end, 2, 4, 5, 6. Sydney has 7 threes.
Tippecanoe may be fortunate
the Red Devils are down by only 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here at the half. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Yellow Jackets 33, Tippecanoe 23 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, perform successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are back at Tippecanoe, where all of us are being entertained by the drum beat from the Red Devils pep band.
You can call it entertained if you'd like. I'm being annoyed by it. It's way too loud.
Chuck, I thought it was extremely loud last year when we went down to Fairborn and covered the Sydney game on the road at Fairborn. The volume level at the Skyhawks gym was probably 8.5 or 9 here at Tippecanoe tonight. It's exceeding 10 on the decibel meter down to our right. My goodness. And they've toned it down just a bit. Gives us an opportunity to tell you all about Goffney Furniture. Goffney in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. Don't miss out on the array of new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney as a result of the grand reopening that was held in September. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service at Goffney Furniture. Extremely high-quality furniture priced right to meet your budget's needs. Check out Goffney for even greater savings at the Goffney website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to Goffney for your dining and living room furniture, for your home office and entertainment space furniture, for your adult and youth bedroom furniture, and more. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right.
JD at 11:30, Arsley at 1 p.m.
33-23, Sydney in the lead over Tippecanoe here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Time now for our student-athlete spotlight segment. During boys' basketball games, we highlight a cheerleader from the Shelby County School or the Midwest Athletic Conference School. Tonight for Sydney, we promote Carly Lee, a senior cheerleader. She is the daughter of Beth and Keith. She is a 4.0 student. Perfect grade point average for Sydney cheerleader Carly Lee. Participates in Key Club, DECA, was on the homecoming court in track and field. She runs the 400, the 4x4. She works part-time, some 20 hours a week. She loves her work-study coordinator, Tabitha Schmiesing. She'll go to Columbus State, then transfer credits on to Bowling Green and major in education. Carly Lee, senior cheerleader at Sydney, our spotlight student here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 11 years ago. Thank you, LaCal Equipment.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a
quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go on scorersbroadcast.com. Second half of action here at Tippecanoe. Sidney with the ball first. Ball thrown down low to Rontez Roberts. Post-up move. No good. Rebound Tippecanoe. Long throw down to Sauls. And the 5'10 point guard catches over the shoulder, drives and makes a layup. And it's 33-25. Sidney's lead trimmed to 8 here at the start of the third quarter. And then Andre Gordon turns it over, herky-jerky move in the lane. He walked with the ball.
Well, he got a little pressure. He didn't think he was going to get in the lane that time and took an extra step.
Sidney led late in the second quarter, 31-17. A nice 8-2 run by Tip has closed it to 8. Here's Caden Smith, pull-up Jay. Hit the elbow in the right, no good. It bounced off the ring, and we've got a rebound save below the basket. Nope, it was not kept in bounds on the play by Sidney. Good effort by Gordon, but he had a toe on the stripe and Tip inbounds it instead. Here's Caden Smith, a runner across the lane. Hook shot is good. Athletic play by Caden Smith, and it's down to 6. A minute gone, third quarter. 14-point lead for Sidney has been shaved to just 6 points. 33-27. Here's Gordon, fakes left, goes right, and he traveled again. Andre walked with the ball, a little too speedy for his own good. The footwork was fancy, but I think he had both feet up off the floor moving before the ball hit the deck.
He does have a tendency to do that sometimes, and it is that quickness, and sometimes he gets away with it. Not in front of Kyle Bachman.
Nope. Here's Caden Smith with the ball for Tip, 25 feet away. Hands it off to Gingrich. Gingrich on a weave to Josh Wildermuth. Wildermuth out back to Smith. He's got a motor running down the lane. He goes up and in. Caden Smith got a nifty bounce off the back iron, and Sidney turns it over, stepping in too soon on the inbounds. There was no pressure, but Tip, miscue, unforced, and it's a 4-point game. Eerily, Chuck, this is starting to remember like the game a year ago here at Tip, where Sidney had a fairly sizable lead early and then saw it get whittled away by the fast-charging Red Devils, who come back with yet another field goal. 6'6", Zach Losey, a center for the Red Devils, drops in a 10-footer right in front on the inbounds play after Sidney turned it over for the third straight time. Sidney up only 2 now. Here's Hines down the lane, off balance, no good, gets his own rebound, and he's fouled. Hacked on the play, but tipped. 33-31. Sydney's lead is 2. A 14-2 stretch here by Tip, overlapping the second and third quarters. And fans, we've got a ball game. Free throw by Hines up and in. Well, we knew it would get a little snug before the night was over.
You assumed it would be.
Second shot by Hines. Yes, he nails them both. No, we've got over the line on Hines. Apparently, he stepped over the foul stripe too early, and the made free throw is disallowed.
Yeah, he shot the ball and started running down the lane. I'm not sure what he was thinking. Even if you're going to miss it, you might as well give it a chance for a rebound.
Well, a rash of errors here by Sidney in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter has tightened this game up. Look at that pass. Beautiful play by Smith. What a throw. Smith, a no-look dish on the play to Losey, who went angling across the lane, and with his left hand, he banked it in, and it's a 1-point game, Sidney in the lead. Here's Gordon, top of the key, gives it up near side to Roberts. Roberts to Hudgens, line drive, 3-ball, no good. Rebound, Caden Smith, at midcourt, stolen. What a steal, a dunk by Sidney. What a play for the Yellow Jackets, Rontez Roberts. And Tippecanoe No, Sydney gets a timeout. Sydney gets a TO. Up but three. Tip had the ball. Robert stole it, dunked it. Yellow Jackets but three. 5:25 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Up the dunk by Rotez Roberts stopped a red-hot string of Tippecanoe points. Red Devils had shaved a 31-17 Sydney lead all the way down to 34-33. And then Sydney defends Tippecanoe pretty good on this possession after the Sydney timeout as Tip throws it away. You can bet head coach John Willoughby had a few words of wisdom regarding that soft defense the first 3 minutes of the third quarter.
Well, and you know that you're not playing good defense when you get the momentum back a little bit with a dunk and you call the timeout.
Right. Here's Hudgens. Gives it up to Tabor and back to Hudgens. Bounce pass right corner to Hines. We played 3 minutes here in the third. Sydney up by three. It's been as many as 14. Here's Gordon. Twisting move outside the arc on the right flank. It bounced foul at the rim. No good. Rebounding foul, I think, against Sydney.
Yeah, it's on Roberts. Boy, did he get up in the end. It should have been an obvious foul, and he almost got up high enough to get the rebound.
Yes. Rotez went up over two Tippecanoe players. Nearly got the ball clean. Might have laid a hand on a shoulder just for a partial second. He was whistled for it, and he now has three fouls. That's something to watch. Here's a drive into the lane by Stalls, and the shot is blocked. What a play by Gordon. A loose ball picked up though by Tip. Driving is Losey to Wildermuth. Layup good. 36-35. Sydney's lead down to one. Here's Gordon unloading a three. It rim, no good. Strong rebound by Hines. Got it in the lane. What a play by Hines. He followed and dropped one in off the front rim.
He's a young man that is impressing me tonight with his effort.
Tell you what, Chuck, he's been some glue. He's made key hoops for Sydney. Long three ball, Losey, Tippecanoe out of his range. Misfire, no. Hines down the floor for Sydney, lets it fly. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Tayborn, up and in! Tayborn with a big bucket. Sydney's back up five. 40-35. 3:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Josh Wildermuth for Tip. Whips a pass deep into the left corner to a teammate. It's Tyler Skaggs who barges into the lane. And head coach Adam Tuohy gets a timeout. 3:41 left in the third. Sydney up five on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
The volume has been at a high rate here at Tip tonight. The use of technology around the gym has been at a high rate. It may have flickered our volume level or connection once or twice, just ever so briefly. But the technology is such on this end that we'll never go away. It'll come right back to you.
Even if you want us to go away, we'll be back.
Oh, don't go away tonight. It's a 5-point game. Here's Tippecanoe after the timeout. Into the lane. Fadeaway shot. Put up there by Caden Smith. No good block. Rebound is in. Tyler's what a play down inside, but Tyler Skaggs is coming off the bench for Tip. And he's giving the Red Devils a lift. Here's Gordon, muscle shot, baseline right for Sydney. He makes it! What a play by Andre Gordon. He looked like he was 6'5 or 6'6 on that one, Chuck. He went right through Skaggs, who tried to defend. Here's Hagan down the lane, might have gotten away with a walk for Tip. Sydney up 5, 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass, top of the circle, Hagan. Hagan gives it up to Gingrich on a weave to Losey, 25 feet out. The 6'6 player nearly throws it out of bounds. Then he gets the ball back. Now to Sauls on the arc. Sauls being checked by Rontez Roberts. Here's a good look down inside to Losey. Wow. Backdoor cut, blocked off the glass by Roberts. Outlet to Taborn. Taborn into the lane, off balance 10-footer. He's bodied and fouled. What a play by Rontez Roberts down to our left. It was a terrific play run by Tippecanoe, which got a good look. Roberts came out of nowhere and walloped that basketball high off the backboard. A great block. Taborn earns two free throws to her right, and he swishes the first one. Still a big difference in this game at the stripe. Sydney out shooting Tippecanoe by a wide margin in made free throws. That's 10-3 now. Tip City has not shot one here in the third quarter. Second free throw by Taborn. Short, no good. Sydney leads 43-37. 2.5 to go in the third. Here's Caden Smith down the floor for Tip. On a weave, gives it off to Hagan. Hagan into the lane, teardrop, short, no good. Rebound, Hagan, good! What a play by, it was actually Gingrich who got
Gingrich
credit.
Got the rebound.
Yep, he nailed the stick back. Hagan on the initial shot. Those two crash the boards, give it to Gingrich. Tip's offensive efficiency much better here in the second half. Here's a fall away by Gordon, baseline right. Switch! He's got it. What a play by Gordon. He was well guarded. Faded away, used his height and nailed it. Countering a three, left wing. It is off the rim, no good by Hagan. Here's a run out by Sydney, 2-on-1. Taborn to the rim. No, it rolls off. Rebound, Roberts. It rolls off. Hudgens can't get it to go. But a foul against Tip. 45-39. Sydney up 6. A minute 45 to go here in the third quarter. Josiah Hudgens at the line, 6-foot junior for Sydney. He doesn't dribble the ball at all. Gets it from the referee, quickly fires it, and missed it hard. Tippecanoe crept within one at a point early in this quarter. Sydney led by 14 late in the second. Second free throw by Hudgens is perfect. 46-39. Sydney has edged the lead back out to 7 after Tip cut it to 1 in this quarter. Minute 35 to go in the period. Here's a drive down the lane by Hagan. Hagan leaves it short. A lot of traffic. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound down to Lee of Sydney. Backcourt on the play to Gordon. Back to Lee between the circles. A minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Right side pass Lee. He's got an avenue all the way to the rim. He makes it. Good bank shot to Lee. Sydney up balance against the Yellow Jackets. Caden Smith for Tippecanoe. Chuck scored 23 against Sydney last year.
He's got 10 now. He had 6 at the half. He scored 2 baskets here in the third quarter.
Sydney's done a pretty good job on scoring 23 against the Yellow Jackets here 1 year ago and single-handedly beat Sydney in the second half of that game. Smith pumped in 20 in Tip's opener this year, a victory on the road at Oakwood. First shot by Smith, good. Second shot is in there as well. 48-41. Sydney's lead is 9. A minute 4 to go here in the third quarter. Taborn swings it back to the near side to Hines. Hines on the arc. Team foul situation, 3 on Tip, 2 on Sydney. Hand off to Hudgens. Hudgens at the Tippecanoe center circle. Now to Hines. As Sydney runs clock, good move. You're up 7. Take seconds off the scoreboard and be patient. Try to work it down. Get a real good shot ending the third quarter. Here's Gordon, 30 feet out. Double teamed. He's got to get rid of the basketball. He dribbles out of trouble and makes a wild pass cross court. Hines gets the loose ball. A left-hand hook in the lane, no good. Rebound Sydney on the arc. Gordon's got it left corner. Off balance fadeaway strong with 19 seconds left. Rebound down to Tip. And now Tip will oblige and play for 1. Sydney didn't do it, so Tip will. Smith with 10 seconds to go. Between the rings, picked up by Hudgens. Down to 7-6. They clear out for Caden Smith. Foul line, whirling, twirling down the lane. Missed and it rolled off. Here's a 60-foot heave by Sydney Staborn. It's over the backboard. No good. Third quarter finishes. It's exciting, entertaining. It could go right down to the wire. Sydney's lead of 14 was cut to 1. Now it's 7. 48-41. We'll start the fourth in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get prepared for your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in
of all of the technology here in the TIPS gym. As we flickered away, we're back. Stay right with us. Second shot, Roberts. No good. We've got two TIP players scrapping for the rebound, Chuck, and that's the right call, traveling.
Yep. Yeah, but two guys have the same team have the ball. It's an automatic call.
Break Sydney, and the Yellow Jackets need to capitalize with 6:02 to go here in the fourth. And Sydney in the lead by 6. Hines underneath the basket, inbounds to Gordon, left corner. Goes baseline, double team, triple team. It's blocked, but a foul. And the Yellow Jackets might have gotten a break. Looked like one or two TIP players got a lot of leather. Andre Gordon tried to split not two men, but three. And he is rewarded with a couple free throws.
Well, two officials had the foul, so that kind of tells you that there probably was some contact on the wrist.
Yep. Well, we played better than 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. And Sydney has scored 1 point. Tippecanoe has scored 2. Sydney had the lead to 7 starting the third. So a low-scoring fourth quarter would favor Sydney if the Yellow Jackets can value the basketball, not turn it over, and make every possession count. Free throw by Andre Gordon, a lot of rim, and it goes in. 50-43, Sydney up 7. Second shot, Andre, got it. Sydney's lead is 8, 51-43. Midcourt for TIP. It's Ben Sauls. Throws it down inside. Intended for Wildermuth. Busted up by Rontez Roberts. Ball rolling at midcourt. TIP gets it back. Caden Smith on the dribble. Sydney's got to keep an eye on him. The Yellow Jackets have done a nice job controlling Caden Smith. He throws it cross court to Sauls. To Gingrich. Long, high, arching three. Short, no good. Rebound Sydney. Foul on Tippecanoe. The defensive job done by Sydney on Caden Smith has been splendid. That young man for TIP is an outstanding offensive talent. He's extremely winded right now, Chuck. Boy, he is worn out. He has worked so hard.
Yeah, he's had to work hard to get what he's got 12 points, and he's worked real hard to get him. You're right.
Averaged close to 19 per game a year ago, had 20 in TIP's opener, 23. Against Sydney, the last time the two clubs played. Here is Sydney with the ball, forecourt to a right, 5:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney trying to do its best to keep happening tonight. What happened last year here at TIP when the Red Devils stormed from behind and pulled away from Sydney, which couldn't hit a thing late in the game. TIP won that one by 11. Right now, Sydney in the driver's seat. Here's a long three straight away by Hudgens. It is off the back iron, no good. Scrap for the loose ball rebound in the lane. And Sydney out jumps TIP and earns the foul call against the Red Devils.
Tell you what, Roberts has not scored a bunch tonight, but he has been a monster on the backboard.
Yeah, Rontez Roberts stands about 6'3". I'll give him 6'3 and a half, Chuck. But my goodness, he plays like he's 6'7 or 8 for sure.
Right, he's got springs for legs. That's helpful.
Young man with great hops. That was a big rebound right there. And Rontez is at the stripe with a couple of freebies. With Sydney up 8, 51-43, 4:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney's defense has been marvelous here in the fourth quarter. The free throw by Rontez Roberts is in there. 52-43, Sydney has worked the lead back out to 9. Second shot here for Rontez Roberts. He dips the knees. Open stance at the stripe. Right foot ahead of the left. That one rim, and in. He'll take it. Sydney's lead is 10, 53-43. Tip down the floor in a hurry. The left corner jump shot. A quick three by Sauls. Blocked on the play by Sydney. But the loose ball rebound is picked up on the play by Sauls. He followed it, went all the way to the rack, dropped it through, and he was chopped on the arm. Good old-fashioned hustle play by Sauls. 5'11 sophomore guard for Tip. Ben Sauls showing what following your shot can do for you.
You don't shoot and stand.
53-45. Sydney's lead is 8. 4:46 to go in the fourth. Free throw by Sauls is long. High rebound. It's yanked off the glass. Nice save by Rytez Roberts. Quickly up the floor. Into the right corner to Taborn for Sydney. Back to Josiah Hudgens. Hudgens 25 feet away. To Gordon. Gordon's got a good look down inside for a teammate. Yes, it's caught by Keith Lee, who lays it in.
What a pass that was. That, talk about threading the needle.
Yep, Gordon's had beautiful snake-like passes in this game tonight. That was one right there. Tip attacks in a hurry and gets the foul call against Sydney, driving to the basket. 55-45, Sydney in the lead by 10 with 4:21 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It has been quite loud all night long here at Tippecanoe, and we see phones and cameras all over the place, a lot of technology. Our volume level has flickered a few times, but we remain strong. Hope you're with us all the way to the finish. Free throw by Caden Smith is good. Sydney's lead is 9, 55-46. Second free throw by Caden Smith. It's hard. Long rebound, Hudgens for Sydney. Good board by Josiah, who leaped into the air to yank it down. Feeds up the floor to Taborn. Between the rings, Hudgens has it. Andre Gordon doubled on the arc. Relief valve is Hudgens. He catches right back to Andre. Splits a couple defenders. Goes low on the left to a teammate. Layup is in. Oh, another great look. Roberts on the deuce. Assist Gordon. Sauls attacks. Quick triple for Tip. No good. Long rebound. Sydney. Run out. Gordon. A backward flush. A backhanded two-hand flush by Andre Gordon. Sydney's up 13. 59-46. Long triple by Gingrich of Tip. Way short. Loose ball rebound in the lane is put up. No good by Losey, but a foul on Sydney.
I'll tell you what, he had no choice but to go up back with his back to the basket. What an athletic play that was.
Chuck, here's a tough question for you. What has been more terrific tonight? Andre Gordon's three-point shooting, his flushes, his slam dunks, or his passing, which has been very good too?
I would say the answer to that is yes. The whole thing is, the whole package has been outstanding.
Yep. A very diverse and solid, well-rounded game by Andre Gordon here tonight. Free throws by Tip, no good. Each one hard off the back iron. Rebound down to Sydney, which leads by 13. 3:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. And head coach John Willoughby looks on and says, what was that for? As Sydney pitched the ball up into the second row out of bounds.
He was open, though.
That was a Sydney spectator across the way. Good crowd from Sydney here tonight. Several hundred for sure. Dribble drive into the lane. Off-balance 10-footer by Hagan. Can't get the roll for Tippecanoe. Rebound yanked down by Rytez Roberts. He's been a monster on the boards for Sydney tonight. Up ahead to Taborn. He darts into the lane, makes it, and he's fouled. Oh, a great spurt of quickness displayed there by Darren Taborn. He caught the ball in the half court. He could have relaxed, flipped it to a teammate back out on the arc, but instead, Darren bolted to the rim, got 2 points and a free throw.
Sydney's athleticism has taken this game over here in the second half.
Sure has. 61-46, Sydney up 15 after Tippecanoe had cut it to 1 point, 34-33 in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Sydney led 31-17 late in the second. Tip rallied, ran out of energy. Sydney caught fire, and the Yellow Jackets have busted this thing open to 15 with three to play. Free throw by Taborn, rattles out, no good. Rebound of a Tip. Here's a baseline drive by Hagan. Shot blocked out of bounds by Sydney again. Yellow Jackets with at least a dozen blocks tonight and a few dunks as well. Ball inbounded deep in the right corner to Losey on a handoff outside to Skaggs. Skaggs to a teammate, Caden Smith. Baseline around two men, lays it up, drops it in. Timeout Tip. 2:43 left. We'll keep it right here with Sydney up at 13, 61-48. Yellow Jackets lead by 13 points under 3 to play. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn will help you make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly that you heard all about the Jewelry Barn right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn was established in 2011. And it is equipped with a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also available, ear piercing, appraisals, watch link adjustment, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. We are certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Check us out at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, phone 937-526-5557, 526-5557, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com, jewelrybarnusa.com. Good resilience shown by Sydney tonight, Chuck. Last year, Sydney wilted in the second half when Tippecanoe who challenged. Tonight, Sydney has been very stubborn when Tippecanoe made that comeback. Good resilience shown by the Yellow Jackets, who cracked this thing back open to 15 after Tippecanoe had cut it to 1. Here's a turnover by Sydney after the timeout, and Tippecanoe gets the ball back. 2.5 to play. Sydney leads by 13.
Something I don't think we said at all last year. They came back in this game defensively.
Yes, they sure did. Here's a bad pass by Tip. Sydney gets it. Up ahead to Rontez Roberts. Spin move in the lane. He walked. Couple turnovers here by Sydney. Tippecanoe muffed an offensive possession. 2:20 left to go in the fourth. Here's Caden Smith. Herky jerky around Gordon. Gets him up in the air. Athletic move by Caden Smith. And he connects from 5 feet out. Sydney's lead is 11. Yellow Jackets down the floor, baseline left. Roberts hands off to Taborn. Taborn dives into the lane, foul against Tip. Two minutes, 17 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Sydney in the lead, 61-50. It's been a scrap. Tip has tried to keep pace with Sydney in terms of movement up and down the floor. It's been a track meet all night long. Tippecanoe is not back down. A little shock, though, that Tip did try to play at this extremely hasty pace all night. They have. But Sydney's had just a bit too much firepower. One of two free throws here. And it's 62-50. Sydney in the lead by a dozen. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Dribbling is Hagan in the lane. Shot fake. Right in front for Tip. Fadeaway shot. Got it. Eight-footer by Hagan. He's played well off the bench. The lead for Sydney down to 10. Yellow Jackets try to take care of the ball. Here's a long pass. Gordon down the floor to Hines. Baseline right. He's crowded. Jarred off his spot. Foul. Tip. And Hines is at the stripe. That's either foul number 9 or 10 on Tip, which it is. And it's the double bonus for Ryan Hines. Minute 52 to go here in the fourth quarter. The lead is 62-52. Sydney on top. Biggest lead, 61-46. A minute and a half ago. Free throw by Hines. Up and through. Sydney has outdone Tip at the stripe in this game. Sydney shot more and made way more than have the Red Devils. Second free throw in there again by Hines. And head coach John Willoughby across the way for Sydney gets a good timeout. Jackets in control. 64-52, a minute 52 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Tip City, the home of the Red Devils. And Sydney has played mighty fine here on the road, trying to even up its record at 1-1. Tippecanoe's record would be 1-1 after two games, should this score not change. In the final, a minute 48, Sydney up by a dozen, 64-52. Tip with the ball on the attack. It's Caden Smith on the arc. Back to the basket. Weaves to Hagen. He squirms his way down the lane. Shoots an off-balance shot way short. Got the rebound back. Hooked it up, and it's hanging on the rim. It's no good. Hagen again with the rebound. In, and a foul. Wow. That young man, Chuck, is not tall by any stretch. Dan Hagen, a six-footer, a senior, used those broad shoulders and hips of his to fight for every inch. Got a couple offensive rebounds and eventually made it, was fouled, takes the free throw, and Sydney's lead is 9, 64-55. That's just a difference of 3 3-pointers. You never know. Sydney's got to take care of the ball in backcourt. It's Gordon. He'll be double-teamed for sure. Flips a pass across to Hines. Hines lost it in the forecourt. Loose ball picked up, though, by Wirtz. Passes back to Hines. Intercepted by Tip. A run out by Smith. It's good! And a foul called as well. That's what you didn't want to see if your head coach, John Willoughby, a bit frustrated, arms folded. Sydney turned it over and might give up a three-point play the old-fashioned way to trim the advantage to 6 points.
Well, they turned the ball over, and then they compounded it by fouling him. They might as well let him just go ahead and shoot the layup. He had the run out.
Exactly. Yep. Free throw by Caden Smith. Bullseye. He makes it. And it's 64-58. Sydney's lead a half dozen. A minute 12 to go. Gordon in backcourt. Loops it up the near side right in front of us, almost out of bounds. Rontez Roberts on the save. Hands off to a teammate. It's caught below the basket by Taborn. Taborn goes to the rim, or I should say it is Josiah Hudgens who goes to the rim. It's blocked from behind. Hudgens hits the deck. Players are down on the hardwood. Three or four of them were slammed to the floor. No foul call.
I'm not sure how there was no foul on that play. Roberts got pounded.
I am surprised that Roberts is not at the stripe shooting two free throws. He was clocked from behind as he went in for the dunk after the good feed. Too bad, but Sydney will inbound it. Low in the right to Gordon. He's double-teamed. Tippecanoe with the steal, but the Red Devils are out of bounds. It's a little precarious. Still a minute five to go. Sydney's lead only six. 64-58. Yeah, I thought Tip fouled for sure.
But they blocked the shot, and then he hammered him on the way following through. That's still a foul.
Oh, yeah. If not in the act of shooting, double bonus. Here's Sydney on the inbounds. One pass, a second pass. Taborn low in the left, and he is fouled for sure there. Two free throws for Taborn. 61 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney in the lead by only six. 64-58. Sydney led 4 minutes ago. 61-46, so a nice 12-3 spurt here by Tip. The free throw by Taborn. He stiff-armed it.
He is 2 for 6.
He gets a second. I tell you what, Chuck, Tip is in a position. The Red Devils don't have to shoot threes. Not yet, anyway. Second foul shot by Taborn is good.
Well, they haven't made a three in the game, so.
Right, that's a good point. The lead is 7. Second shot, Taborn, yes. Here's a long three drive at Tip. Way downtown, Josh Wildermuth way short on the shot. That was as good as a turnover. And Sydney with the easy rebound, but then Gordon fumbles and it hits court right into Meteor Row. It goes out of bounds, right back to Tip. And here at 3 by Tip, and an unforced error turned over by Sydney. Tippecanoe down 7 with the ball. 45 seconds to go. Here's a drive of Smith down the lane. Herky jerky moving the lane. He's double teamed. Gives it up left corner. Here's a long 3 by Sauls. In and out, no good. Rebound Hagen. Good! Hagen on the stick back. 65-60. Sydney up 5. They give it to Rontez Robertson. Backcourt foul by Hagen. 70 feet from the basket. Double bonus here for Sydney with 26 seconds to go. An amazing comeback by Tippecanoe here in the fourth quarter. 26 ticks left on the clock. Boy, this Hagen for Tippecanoe, Chuck, has made great use of every inch and pound on his frame. Only a 6 footer, probably a solid 185 or so, but he's been a force down inside for Tippecanoe, especially in the second half. Rontez Roberts sinks a crucial free throw. The lead for Sydney is 6. Second shot by Rontez is good. And it's 67-60. Head coach John Willoughby gets a full timeout. 26.8 to go. Sydney up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right. Always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-7. Convenience. Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, GOFFENA furniture.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to some great anchor underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Normie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And as usual, a lot of gratitude to Barker Insurance, 25A on the north edge of Sydney. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing a variety of firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. For multiple years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Well, after the timeout, Tip gets a good throw to the post and a turnaround shot in the lane, which goes in, and then Tip fouls immediately. And Darren Taborn's at the line. 2 free throws for Sydney. Good job of Tippecanoe fouling the weakest free throw shooter tonight for the Yellow Jackets. He's at the stripe, and he rims it. No good. The lead for Sydney is only 5, 67-62, 15.7 to go. Can Sydney hang on? Taborn needs this one. It rims. It comes out. Rebound Tip. 12 to play. Caden Smith stops and pops a 35-footer. No good. He got the rebound. Threw it on the arc to a teammate, Skaggs. He launches. In, out, no good. Rebound is in. Will Remuth on the stick back with 1.6 to go. And Sydney is up 3.
This is going to be, it's going to look a little closer. I know Sydney was really in the last probably 20 seconds or so, not in any serious jeopardy of losing this. But if they've made it a 3-point game, and I'll tell you what, Caden Smith has scored 10 points here in the fourth quarter. He scored 16 in the second half. He's been outstanding.
Well, what's the strategy here now, Chuck? We got Sydney at the free throw line, double bonus. If Tippecanoe fouls, if I'm the Red Devils, I foul before the ball gets into play.
Right, they got to bring it in on the baseline, and they are going to be able to run the baseline. So all Sydney has to do is get it in. I'd make sure I get it in to Gordon, but that's just me. Although Roberts has shot the ball really well from the free throw line tonight also.
The ball will be inbounded by Sydney below the basket at the tip end. Tip doesn't pressure the playmaker. Instead, the ball goes into Gordon. He's sandwiched immediately, and a second ran off the clock. We're down to 0.6 to go. Gordon at the stripe. If he makes one, it's over. I'm not sure with 0.6 left you can get a rebound on a missed free throw and make a three at the other end, can you?
Yeah, you're allowed to shoot it, but it doesn't matter now. And I'll tell you what, Andre Gordon got away with a travel that time.
He did. He took steps. He was in between two defenders. He made the first free throw, missed the second. The buzzer sounds on the tip rebound, and that's it. The Sydney Yellow Jackets hang on. A game effort from Tip here tonight, but Sydney led throughout. Yellow Jackets bolted to a 14-point lead late in the second quarter. Saw Tip cut it to one early in the third. Sydney pushed it back out to 15 early here in the fourth, 61-46. Down the stretch, Tippecanoe was mighty tough. A good rally by the Red Devils as Tip went on an 18-7 spurt over the last, 6 minutes of this game. Made it interesting, but Tip ran out of time, and Sydney hangs on for a hard-fought 68-64 victory over Tip tonight. And, Chuck, I thought this was a very solid team. Was Andre Gordon in the scorebook with great passes, some threes, a few slam dunks. But Andre couldn't have done it tonight, Chuck.
We've said an awful lot about it. I mean, they will outscore you. But tonight, they won the game playing defense, blocking shots. Rotez Roberts, I'm not sure they would have won the game if the kid couldn't play tonight.
Exactly. Very good point. He was perhaps rest. And, of course, no Devin Rogers tonight on an official football visit at the University of Toledo. So a little shorthanded, Sydney got it done. Chuck, I'll go to you in just a moment for scoring and our Clancy's Awards. I will repeat our underwriting sponsors for our listeners now. A moment ago, we shared with everyone our anchors. In addition to them, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his very best shot. Big shout-outs tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi as well. The Jewelry Barn will make your Christmas gift ideas come to life. That's at the Jewelry Barn on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Thank you, Sydney Car Care. South 4th in Sydney between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items, T-shirts, mugs, pens, and more at Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Fine game tonight. Sydney won it, leading from start to conclusion. It wasn't easy down the stretch. You knew that Tip had something left in its tank. And thankfully for Sydney, it was the scoreboard clock which ran out of gas, and the game ended Tip 4 points short. Fine team effort by the Yellow Jackets here this evening, Chuck.
Yeah, they played well as a team. I thought in the first half, Hines, hell, he had 2 threes in the first half.
Yep.
They just got a lot of help. Andre Gordon is Andre Gordon. There's not a whole lot you can do about him. Nope. Trey Wernz came off the bench, hit all 4 free throws in the second quarter, helped to push the lead out a little bit. On the other side, Tip led in scoring by Caden Smith with 22. They got 10 each from Wildermuth and Hagan. I thought Hagan was outstanding. And then Ben Sauls, that's only a sophomore, he scored 9. He's going to be a good basketball player.
Yes.
Besides the 24 that Gordon scored tonight, they got 11 from Hines. 10 from Rontez Roberts and 9 from Taborn. So they got a lot. DeAndre got a lot of help tonight. Free throw shooting. Here's your difference. You lose the game by 4 points, and you get outscored 23-8 at the free throw line. 23 of 36 for Sydney. 8 for 21 for the Red Devils, and there's your difference in the basketball game. For our Clancy's players of the game, because I'm going to go with 2 for Sydney, because you got to go with Andre Gordon, because like you said, he scores. He actually scored probably a little bit less than he normally does, but he did so many other things so well. And then Rontez Roberts, I think he was actually the difference in the basketball game tonight. He had 5 or 6 block shots, double-digit rebounding, and scored 10 points, all with only one hand.
Yeah, and thankfully, Rontez was able to nurse that hand or wrist injury along, and he started the game tonight and played extremely well, like he wasn't bothered one bit.
He didn't. I know Gordon never went out of the game. Not sure Roberts went out of the game.
Fine efforts by those two young men and the entire Sydney team. Roberts and Gordon are Clancy's winners tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A rock solid win for Sydney tonight on the road in a tough gymnasium in which to play. It was unbelievably loud most all night long, especially during the drum beats from the Tippecanoe band. Wow. I dipped into the Tylenol, Chuck. I had 2 or 3 by midway third quarter.
Well, you know, they had the lead. They had a pretty good size lead in the second quarter, led by 10 at the half. Tip got it all the way down to 1 and pushed it back out to double figures again. Tip got it all the way back down to 3.
Yes,
in the final couple of seconds. So, you know, a great effort by Sydney to hang on and win the game, and a real nice effort by Tip to make it a basketball game.
As the Yellow Jackets begin defense of their GWAC North crown earned a year ago. Last year, Sydney split with Tip, losing here at Tippecanoe. And this season, Sydney off on the right foot, beating Tip on the Red Devils' home floor. Sydney now 1-1 on the year, losing to Xenia earlier in the week. It doesn't get any easier for Sydney. In fact, it gets tougher on the road tomorrow night at a very hot shooting Wapakoneta. And Tippecanoe plays Piqua on Tuesday at Piqua. The next two upcoming games for these two clubs, each team now 1-1 on the year. 36 free throws shot by Sydney, 21 shot by Tip. Each team missed 13. The difference, Sydney attacked. The athleticism of the Yellow Jackets worked to Sydney's favor as Sydney got to the stripe so many more times, and that in the end paid dividends.
Well, they had 14 offensive rebounds, 41 rebounds for the game, and that's just athleticism. They are so solid. And you see Andre walking out with ice on both knees. I can relate to that.
I've got ice on my forehead after hearing that drum beat all night long. But we look forward to covering Sydney. A number of road games will follow this year. Certainly the Yellow Jackets at Greenville in 2 weeks. Perhaps games away from home against the likes of Stebbins and Trotwood. We look forward to those. The Centerville at Sydney game on a Tuesday night. Look forward to that one, too. Should be some exciting Sydney basketball in the weeks ahead as the Yellow Jackets do their very best to better that 18-6 record of a year ago and come back and win the GWAC North once more.
Right, I'll tell you that in that Centerville game, I get to see my old buddy Brooks Cuff. Now the coach down there, he was at Graham, and I got to know him pretty well when Dave Zeller was coaching over there.
Yep, there
great
you go.
Young man and a heck of a basketball coach.
Mm-hmm. Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Iowa District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is Monday evening at 7:10. The Tip girls play at Fort Loramie, Division II against Division IV. It's a 2-1 Tip in the series so far. Fourth meeting in 4 years comes up on Monday. Tip girls highly ranked in Division II. Fort Loramie fast rebuilding. Gabe Minster, all the Lady Wildcats wanted the other night in a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast. Then on Tuesday night, the Fort Loramie boys are at home, their second home game, having entertained New Knoxville, winning 55-22. Franklin Monroe, a D3 program, comes to Fort Loramie. Those two schools, by the way, are in the flying to the hoop at Vandalia Butler, Martin Luther King weekend.
Trent Arena. Yep. Yeah.
Both Franklin Monroe and Fort Loramie in the flying to the hoop. Those are games on Monday and Tuesday. And then we are at the Fairlawn Gym 1 week from tonight. Fort Loramie Redskins against the Fairlawn Jets. And I think the Fairlawn boys are going to be tough to beat at home, especially as this season progresses. Some experience there, some good shooters. Look out when you play the Jets at the Fairlawn Gym.
Well, I know they have three freshmen playing on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. And in the game, the Botkins game that we did last Friday, they only turned the ball over five times. That's impressive.
Yep, that sure is. Brett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Tippecanoe, where the Sydney Yellow Jackets have beaten the Red Devils by a final score of 68-64.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.